It's Breakfast Club Day, and let's take it back to the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland with more. Here's JB, John Boggs.
Hey, Jeff, I want to make sure we thank our sponsors for the Breakfast Club, Ponderosa Steakhouse here on the north side of Portland on North Meridian, and Locker's Touch of Country Drifts on West Votaw Street. Ponderosa did a wonderful thing this week, and on Monday they had free meals for veterans, and from talking to the folks here, it looked like they had 300 or 400 veterans show up for lunch. It was a pretty good day. I know Dave Hall say it's one of his favorite days of the year. Also, I want to remind everyone that if they don't want to make mom cook for Thanksgiving, that Ponderosa is going to be open from 11 to 3 on Thanksgiving Day. So maybe you give mom something to be thankful for. She doesn't have to do dishes. You bring her out to Ponderosa for Thanksgiving dinner. We're still talking about Winterfest, and we just ended up talking about the Parade of Lights and Santa Claus coming. Vicki, Santa Claus has got a place downtown now, I think, is this the third year for the Santa House?
2010 was the first year that the Santa House was open, so it's a beautiful little building right next to my farms. I just heard on the news they were talking about my farms. In between my farms and Portland Insurance in the 100 block of East Main Street. And following the parade, Santa will be in the Santa House to greet the children. And that Santa will be in his beautiful little house there as long as the kiddies are coming in.
Okay. And I know that through Winterfest, through the holiday season, that Santa House is going to be open. I know you don't have a schedule yet, but when people want to find out about that, will the chamber have a schedule set up?
Yes, we'll have a schedule set up, and we'll be putting that information on the radio and in the newspaper. So there will be other opportunities to see Santa.
I know Santa's going to be very present in Portland for the next 6 weeks. So one of the big events this year, and one of the things a lot of people are looking forward to, at least judging by ticket sales, is the Holiday Home Tour. Vicki, tell us a little bit about what homes are going to be on the Holiday Home Tour this year.
Well, first of all, I want to say I am pinch hitting for Cindy Denny, who is the chairman of the Home Tour Committee, and we certainly thank them for all of their efforts this year. I think we have one of the most diverse offering of homes on the tour that we've had. Each home has something unique and special to offer, and we want to thank all of the all of those who have offered to open their homes to the public. One of the homes on the tour this year will be Dave and Anita Frazier's home, which is on 440 South Meridian Street. Mm-hmm. And Dave has a lot of memorabilia that he has collected through the years. And so that is going to be a very unique opportunity, not only to see their beautiful home, but also see all of the very unique memorabilia mm-hmm. that he and Anita have collected. Another home that will be on the tour will be Mark and Ruth Twigg's home, and it is on 200 West. And as most of you probably know, Mark is a wood turning artisan, and he has a beautiful studio, and
really?
He is going to have his studio open as well.
Oh, neat.
So you're not only invited into their beautiful home, but also into the studio. And Mark wanted me to make sure that everyone knew that their home is handicap accessible. So if there are some folks out there that may have difficulty going onto a second floor of a home or traversing stairs, that they are definitely handicap accessible. So we thank Mark and Ruth for opening their home. And also Mike and Judy Whetstone, that home is at 204 West Tye Street here in Portland, just across the street from Williamson and Spencer Funeral Home. That's the big Victorian house. And I know many of us drive by that house and say, oh my, I wish I could, you know, see the interior of that home. And so you are going to have the opportunity opportunity to do that as well.
I know. Every time I pass, I wonder what that looks like inside. Yeah. So, yeah, that's going to be great.
Well, I have had the opportunity to be in that home, and it is absolutely beautiful. And then the last home on the tour is the John and Linda Moore home, which is on 450 East. And mm-hmm. I think you probably heard John in the interview talking about that home, which was the former Greg and Marianne Mosier home. So mm-hmm. a lot of interesting features to that beautiful home as well. And I think that, you know, something we've always told all of the individuals who are opening up their homes, that those the people that attend the home tours are always very gracious and very thankful that they have, you know, given them the opportunity to see their beautiful homes, not just for the holiday decorations, but they're very much interested in the architecture and the history of the sure. homes. So once again, we thank all of those persons who have extended the invitation to come into their homes. And I'm going to turn the microphone over to Ned Stuckey, because he's going to tell us about something really unique that is happening this year during the home tour. The Purdue Extension Office is going to be open, and the Master Gardeners are going to be doing something very interesting in there. And so far, it's been pretty much a big secret.
I know. I think
we don't know what they're doing.
We're going to be pulling the curtains open here on what they're doing, because they haven't told anyone yet.
I know it. And I actually think they know what they're doing. And so now Ned's going to tell us about it.
Okay, so now we've got him set up. He's got to perform.
He better tell us about it.
Yeah.
As if I know anything about that. Well, last fall, from September to December, we had a Master Gardener class. And 10 or 12 of us took that class. And so we've been involved with the Master Gardener program for some time. After you take all these classes with Master Gardener, you have classes, you talk about lawns and soils and fertilizers and fungicides and insecticides, but you know, you learn how to read labels mm-hmm. on fertilizer and what to look for, fruits, vegetables, you know, all those kinds of things. But the Master Gardener program is a training program sponsored by Purdue Extension.
Okay.
And it's a way to learn more about gardening and horticulture, and to then give back to the community. So after you take the classes and you learn, you know, how to use chemicals properly, how to reduce yard waste, one of the things I was involved with and enjoyed was composting, how to compost, mm-hmm. all those kinds of things. But then after you take the classes, you got to have 35 hours of volunteer service.
Okay.
Now, not just going out and pulling weeds, but you need to be able to educate people about the things that you've learned.
Okay.
So, with all that being said, that's the Master Gardener program.
Mm-hmm.
So, as we were asked to do this project, and we were to do this in the Extension office, we thought it'd be a good time to show how nature could be used in decorating for Christmas.
Okay.
And so, that's kind of what we're doing. We've decorated the office, and we've used all these natural materials.
Mm-hmm.
Pine cones, grapevines, holly, thistles, grasses, all those kinds of things.
Okay.
And so that's what we're doing. Then the other side of the fence on it is that I read a poem about the 12 days of Christmas. Now, sometimes that 12 days of Christmas turns people on
uh-huh.
and turns some people off.
Yeah.
Okay? But the idea is, if you have a gardener in your family or on your list, there are some items that they might like to have for Christmas.
Oh.
So we're going to have some Christmas ideas that you can give to the people that are interested. But let me just, the 12 days of Christmas?
Okay.
Okay. My true love gave to me 12 bags of mulching, 10 roses blooming, 9 grasses rustling, 8 birds a-singing, 6 helpers planting, 5 golden bulbs, 4 garden books, 3 digging tools, and 2 long hoses. and a stainless steel garden spade. Okay? So that idea came to us, and so uh-huh. besides talking about how we can decorate for Christmas with natural items, and then also giving gifts that would be appropriate,
uh-huh.
we're going to talk, we'll have literature there. How do you keep your holiday plants healthy through the season?
Uh-huh.
how do you keep a live tree alive? And then one of the things, we read some things where, facts about Christmas trees. Probably the first week that you have your live tree, it probably needs, whatever it is. You need to make sure it has plenty of water.
Right.
And it takes a quart of water, maybe a quart of water a day.
Wow.
So it happens like that. But I also read that in the United States, there are 21,000 Christmas tree growers. And that means there's going to be billions of
trees. Yeah.
But also it says there's 12,000 come and cut your own tree farms. And Jay County has one of those farms.
We do. Okay? We do.
Holly Pines, I think, is out there. And so that's where we got our tree. That's going to be decorated in the office.
Yes. Okay. Well, we're really looking forward to it. You know, when you start talking about using all the stuff to decorate for Christmas, holly and evergreens are a natural, but the grasses and some of the other things, I think we'll probably all be surprised at some of the variety you can use to decorate with.
Well, I hope it. I hope you enjoy it. You know, one of the nice things about this Christmas home walk. I don't know about you, but as you go from house to house, you pick up this idea or that idea.
Yep.
Oh, I could do that, or let's do that too. And so that's, we're trying to fit into that situation.
Okay. Vicki, we don't have ticket prices or the times of the tour on the brochure here, so what's...
The tickets are $5 a person, and the tours will run from 12 until 5. On Sunday, and tickets are for the home tour and the breakfast are the home tour tickets are available at the Chamber of Commerce, the Flower Nook, and Rose Morgan CPA. And so we hope everybody will get their tickets. I actually think we are printing more tickets today.
Okay.
So we're going to have more tickets available. So don't worry about not being able to get your tickets. And I think I do need to mention that on Locker's Touch of Country will be open from Saturday 9 to 3 and Sunday 11 till 3, so that the tickets can be purchased there.
And you, along with the tickets, you also get a map on how to get to the homes.
Well, there's not a map.
Directions.
But there are directions on how to get to the homes. And I just wanted to comment on one thing that Ned said. I think my husband must have been a master gardener sometime in his life, because one year he gave me hedge clippers for Christmas.
He
thought that was a wonderful gift. And so I have to rethink how I thought about that.
I saw
gift
you
now.
Smile when he said silver spade.
Absolutely.
That's a good gift.
I'm rethinking that now, Ned.
As we wrap up here, we want to make sure we acknowledge all of our major sponsors. So, Emily, who's...
Well, first of all, I want to thank our home tour sponsors, and that's Hanlon Real Estate, Laux Plumbing and Heating, Jay County REMC, Young Builders, and the Flower Nook. So thank you guys for sponsoring the home tour. And then, of course, our major sponsors for Winterfest 2012 is Bollenbacher & Associates, Meridian Services, CenturyLink, McDonald's, Fuquay Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Dunkirk, Fuquay Automotive Auto Sales of Portland.